Senator Kamala Harris has bowed out of the Democratic race for president. This comes after the past few months of finding herself near the bottom of the field. She also had funding problems with her campaign running very low on cash. She announced her plans to her staff in a group phone call, which she says will be followed by a video explaining it to her followers. To find out more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Democratic strategist and assistant professor of political science at USC, Darius Schrego. Thanks very much for talking to us today. So she started out so strong. What happened along the way?
Well, you know, it's interesting. She's very appealing as a candidate, but over the long haul, she just seemed to falter. And so I think what you have found is that a lot of voters get very interested in her, and then they just don't see the follow-through that they're looking for.
So you started to falter. In what ways? What do you mean specifically?
I think the sense on the part of voters was that she wasn't clear on where she stood on a lot of the issues. It was really that simple. And she'd be very, very aggressive at times, and sometimes she would not be aggressive. She really pushed back hard at Joe Biden. She took a hit from a different candidate and did not hit back. We saw that. So I think inconsistency might be a way to describe what voters saw in her, and that just, I think, left her in a situation where voters were interested in her but were sort of puzzled and not ready to commit.
And then there were the issues with her, the structure of her campaign office.
Yeah, well, you know, I've run a lot of campaigns, and when a campaign starts to turn south and not go well, you know, the bricks start to fly, the fingers start to point, and it can be very ugly. In her case, that's not unusual in a campaign that's having problems. In her case, those differences within the campaign became very public, and that's a real problem. Once that happens, voters get a sense that maybe the ship is sinking, and they lose interest because voters and contributors like to back winners. I mean, that's just the nature of human beings. So strong start, inconsistent performance as a candidate, then the appearance of problems internally in the campaign, and the net result is that she just sort of lost steam.
Can she make herself over and try it again in 4 years?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think, again, this is true not with just Kamala Harris or politicians, but with people. You learn from your mistakes. And success goes to folks who are persistent. So, you know, my view of this on her behalf is she has gone through something that was not always easy, but had a lot of promise. And she needs to sit back and assess what went right, what didn't go right. And if she wants to be the president of the United States, she is, as I recall, 55. You know, there's candidates in this race who are serious contenders who have 20 years on her. And I think she just needs time and she can bounce back. It's not unusual for that to happen.
All righty. Thanks very much for talking to us. We appreciate it. That is University of Southern California political science professor Darius Schrego.